Off the Ball, GAA.
His career has spanned such a long period of time, you know, 14 seasons. He was this unbelievable scorer. And then on Jim's team, and that period, he became this playmaker.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
Hello and welcome along to Monday's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Spain are crowned world champions thanks to a 1-0 win over Argentina. Ferran Torres scored in the second half of extra time to earn Spain's second ever World Cup win. And Lionel Messi looks to have played his last game for Argentina after 207 caps and 105 goals. But first, Spain have added the World Cup to their European Championship triumph of 2 years ago. Luis de la Fuente's side beat Argentina 1-0 in extra time in last night's final in New Jersey. It's the second time they've won the tournament, having done so in 2010 as well. Ferran Torres scored in the second period of extra time after he got on the end of a knockdown from Nico Williams. And De La Fuente says his players deserve great credit.
It is pride, satisfaction and recognition of wonderful people, exceptional footballers. I repeat, a group of people destined to make history and with whom I insist it is an honour to work.
Argentina were completely nullified by their Spanish counterparts and failed to even register a shot on target until just before the end of extra time. Midfielder Enzo Fernandez was shown a second yellow card in added time at the end of normal time after a late challenge on Pau Cubarsí. Spanish left-back Marc Cucurella says they were worthy winners.
I think these last two games we play an amazing football. We dominate both games. We create a lot of chances. We control the game. We concede nothing. So I think we play an amazing football. We deserve this trophy.
19-year-old Lamine Yamal has become the youngest player to win both the European Championship and World Cup. Tottenham defender Pedro Porro says the teenager is an incredible talent.
I think the most important for him now is congratulations to say to him because it's young boy. I win the World Cup today. I think the best moment in my life, in the life for him.
So Lionel Messi and Argentina couldn't defend their World Cup title and become the first team since Brazil in 1962 to win back-to-back World Cups. And things got heated after the full-time whistle with Leandro Paredes front and centre. Manager Lionel Scaloni was emotional afterwards.
Se volvió a formar. Y me duele. Me duele el alma. Lo siento.
Spain only conceded one goal in the whole of the tournament, the lowest for a World Cup winning team in a single edition. Goalkeeper Unai Simon set a record of the most clean sheets in a World Cup with 7. Spain's Lamine Yamal and Pau Cubarsí, both 19, are the 4th and 5th teenagers to have played in a World Cup final. Spain are the first team to be reigning champions of both the men's and women's World Cups at the same time, having won the FIFA Women's World Cup in 2023. Donald Trump presented the winners with the trophy in New Jersey. The US president gave reporters his thoughts about the match.
I would say Spain played better, but they both played well. I mean, they got to the finals, and it was very exciting, actually. It looked like Spain dominated, but it was a very close match, so it was a great event.
World Cup Daily and Off the Ball is brought to you by Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026. Smell your best when you look your worst.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Lionel Messi looks to have played his last game in the famous blue and white stripes of Argentina. He failed to have the impact he had over this tournament with Argentina because he was unable to get possession of the ball. And at 39 years of age, it seems he'll call time on his Argentina career, where he's played in three World Cup finals, winning one and winning two Copa Americas as well. On Football Saturday, Andy Townsend joined Owen Doyle, Johnny Ward and John Duggan and gave his experience of watching this team at the tournament this summer.
Argentina, we kind of saying this before you came on, but I've actually never seen a team before where they behave like they've got this Lord and Saviour on the pitch in the magician that is Messi, and then they've got 10 animals and soldiers, even though they've got their great players in their own right, but that they're out there like dogs just to serve them. Have you ever came across a team like this?
No, never. And you're absolutely right, Owen. That's exactly the way it is. They got one piano player and 10 people lifting it in and lifting it out every time, you know. And that's what it is. That's the way that they do it. But they are so they admire him so much, and you can tell that they look up to him to such levels that they will forfeit all of their own game to keep his legacy totally intact and make sure that they do everything they can. It's almost like they desperately don't want to disappoint him as much as their fans and anybody else. There's a lot to be admired about that when you've got someone as special as that. The rest of the boys will do whatever they can to facilitate it. And I think they've done that very well throughout the tournament. They did it in Qatar. They've still done it again here. I remember watching their first game and going into the stadium. I'd never seen so many people, so many fans of one nation wearing the shirt of their favourite player.
Yeah.
I mean, look, listen, if you know, tons of Irish fans over the years have had McGrath number 5 on their back. Of course they have.
Another guy.
I mean, but every man, woman and child has got Messi 10 on their back. Every single person walking in that stadium. I swear to you, I've never seen nothing like it. And their fans are absolutely fanatical and obsessed with football and the game. It means so much to them all. But everything revolves around that man. And the players are no different to the supporters. They absolutely do everything they can to give him the platform to potentially win them the game if they need to. And he continues to do that, not at the levels that we saw 10 years ago, of course not. But he's still able to do what Ronaldo couldn't quite do.
He's still very effective. He finds a way.
He does. He doesn't chase around. He does do a lot of walking around, and people coming up with all these stats about, he's walking for 47% of the game, I think it was on average, going into that semi-final. He's been walking 47% of the game, but people forget the other 53%. He ain't bad, you know. It was amazing to watch, and I thought they would have done it anyway, despite whatever Thomas Tuchel had done, because they really had the momentum, they had the belief that they were going to get it done, and they deserved it.
And remember, if you want to hear any of our football coverage back in full, you can do so by becoming a member and signing up at offtheball.com/join. Now, the 2026 World Cup final won't be remembered for events on the pitch, but it'll certainly go down in history for all that surrounded it. There was the longest ever halftime in history, a total of 27 minutes, mainly due to the performances from the likes of Madonna, BTS, Justin Bieber and Shakira. There was a pre-kickoff speech from Tom Cruise, an appearance by US President Donald Trump, who didn't attend any other matches at the tournament. FIFA and Gianni Infantino will point to the revenue made, though, $15 billion in total. The next tournament will take place across 6 countries and 3 continents. Paraguay, Uruguay and Argentina will host the opening 3 games. Spain, Portugal and Morocco will then host the rest of the tournament. Derry City advanced around 3 of the FAI Cup yesterday, with a 3-0 win over Leinster Senior League side Tolka Rovers at the Ryan McBride Brandywell. Adam O'Reilly got the first goal in the first half, and Ellis Chapman scored two late goals to seal the win. 9 of the Premier Division teams will take their place in the third round draw tomorrow, the exception being Shelburne, who were beaten on penalties by Kerry on Friday night. 5 First Division clubs and 2 non-league outfits in Castlebar Celtic and College Corinthians will also be in the hat. Morgan Rodgers is at Chelsea's training ground for his medical ahead of his British transfer record move from Aston Villa. The England international will cost £117 million and the 23-year-old will sign a 6-year deal with the option of another year. Rodgers will become the most expensive signing in Chelsea's history, surpassing the £107 million spent on Argentina midfielder Enzo Fernandez in 2023. The move comes as new Chelsea boss Xabi Alonso shapes his squad before the new Premier League season. Will Villa have completed the signing of midfielder João Gomes from Wolves? The Brazil international joins for a fee of up to £38 million. Villa are in the process of reshaping their midfield after Yuri Tielemans joined Manchester United, and there's also the long-term injury to Amadou Onana. That's about all we have time for on today's World Cup Daily. I'm Phil Egan, and I'll be back with more tomorrow.
We're not creative enough, and we're not positive enough.
It's coming home, it's coming home, it's coming, football's coming home.
We'll go on getting back, it's on getting back, it's on getting back.
Come on, England!
We need to play the dark arts, Jay. It's starting to ring, and we are up for the battle.
Just
you will fight against us in every way you possibly can. But you know what? It's a goal! It's a goal! It's a goal!
Everyone seems to know the score. They've seen it all before.
And let's win, because we deserve to win.
What a ball from Kane!
We're 1-0 up against Argentina! We're 1-0 up!
We're in dreamland. What have Argentina got?
What is going on? We're sitting ducks, Jace. We can't play like this.
And we just got done.
Sam, did you understand what Thomas Tuchel was trying to do?
No.
Can't be so deep.
That's not Thomas Tuchel's fault.
You can't play like this against Argentina for 20 minutes.
In truth, the manager failed. A negative mindset.
Thomas Tuchel's got this wrong.
When we have to make the big decisions, he failed.
Someone tell Thomas Tuchel!
Just try not to worry.
Oh my God.
We're out.
It's the worst decision ever. It's the sack of all events. Argentina won it in the 92nd minute.
Why change the way we're playing? He waved the white flag.
Sackable offence.
Yeah, I don't know why he's turned into an England manager when we've asked for a German manager.
Let's go. Come on, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
What?
World Cup Daily on Off the Ball with Lynx, a proud sponsor of the FIFA World Cup 2026.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.